Rent pressure zones introduced to tackle high rents and give certainty to tenants look set to be replaced by a new suite of measures that Taoiseach Micheál Martin says are well balanced, give greater protection to renters and provide certainty to investors. The rent pressure zones, which now cover much of the country, cap rent increases at 2%. The changes to these rules will go to Cabinet this week. They're expected to remove this 2% cap for new built properties and tie rents to inflation instead. The Taoiseach's confidence in the government's latest proposals on rent properties is not shared by many in opposition or by agencies like Threshold, who say the reforms could lead to more homelessness. Now, later we'll hear from the Irish Property Owners Association and from Sinn Féin housing spokesperson Ona Brin. But first, let's find out more about what's known at this stage about these new proposals that the government is planning. Gabia Gataviskaita is the political correspondent with the Irish Independent. Gabia, thanks for joining us. Will you walk us through what we know so far? Take us through the existing situation for renters and how this will change if these new proposals come into place.
So, of course, we know what we have now are the rent pressure zones. And as you rightfully say, annual rent increases are capped at 2% or the rate of inflation, whichever is lower. Now, it does mean that landlords are able to, for example, if they did not raise rents 1 year, they can amalgamate the rent increases over a couple of years. It's 2% or the rate of inflation per year, whichever is lower. So really, we've known that the government was going to replace the RPZs with something else. It was indicated really quite a few months back. The Housing Commission put out a report that recommended that RPZs are replaced. And now we are hearing what Housing Minister James Brown is going to bring to Cabinet tomorrow morning. But these are really quite contentious proposals, as you say. So basically what the government wants to do is effectively put in place a two-tier system. So RPZs, and in their current format, they are going to stay for tenancies that are in place right now. But for any new tenancies of new build apartments, the system will be a little bit different, and that's with the goal of incentivizing apartment building. That system is going to see that 2% cap being lifted. Now, the government is insisting there's going to be lots of protections for tenants. Landlords will also be able to raise rents, to reset them, if you will, to market rates beyond any existing caps in between tenancies. However, when they're talking about protections for tenants, that relates to 6 years. So tenancies will have to last at least 6 years. And there will be limitations during those 6 years. So they will have to stick to those lower rent caps during the 6 years. They're also going to be limited when it comes to evictions. But after the 6 years lapses, landlords will be able to raise rents to market rates, which may be higher than the caps that are in place.
And how does the government say two things, how this protects renters and encourages greater building of apartments for rent?
So I understand as part of the plans that were being considered over the weekend, there will also be a ban for large landlords of properties from no fault evictions. They were thinking about that over the weekend. Now, they're saying that because of the 6 year, I suppose, limit that they're putting in place, for 6 years, tenants are going to have a security of tenure. They're not going to know exactly what their rent is going to be, if they have increases, more or less what those increases are going to be each year. And also they effectively have security for 6 years. Of course, the question automatically is, well, what happens after those 6 years? And if landlords will have the power to reset rents to market rates, who is deciding those market rates? Is there a way of stopping landlords, I suppose, from hiking rents beyond that? Or will they just be able to hike rents to whatever limit that they want? These are very, very sensitive discussions that are underway in government. The government leaders will meet with the Housing Minister, James Brown, today. Some other senior ministers will also be briefed, as I understand. The proposals are very delicate, and so I understand they're still being worked on at this stage.
Even at this stage, party leaders, further discussions tonight and something to Cabinet in the morning. In terms of that market rate, Gabia, does the market rate mean what the market will bear at any given time? Or does it envisage that an agency will set the market rate?
So that's what we're not clear on. We know that property owners for many, many years have been saying how, especially small landlords who, for example, have secondary properties as investments, not necessarily ones they live in, but maybe they bought an apartment, for example, during the Celtic Tiger, and now they're renting it out. They would have had tenants in there for a very long time, and they've kept rents low to keep their tenants happy, but they were also restricted by those current caps that are in place. You know, property owners saying, well, actually, our rents are very low and our landlords are being disadvantaged by that. And that's why they're selling up and leaving the market. And of course, a couple of years ago, we had a huge problem where a lot of landlords were selling up and that was putting tenants at risk. You know, they were being evicted constantly because landlords were selling up in order to cash in on some of the high property prices. But it remains to be seen who exactly is going to decide what the market rate is.
Just clarify for me, and you probably have done this already, but just to be clear, the rent pressure zones essentially will stay in place for existing tenancies. The landlords of those existing tenancies will still be able to increase rents, will they, at the 2% or the rate of inflation annually, as they have been doing over the last number of years since these RPZs came into place, in 2016. That'll still exist.
Yes, so for existing tenancies.
And will the tenants in those tenancies enjoy that 6-year protection?
So as I understand it, it's going to be a 2-tier system. So more or less you are going to see, I suppose, any new tenancies that are created for new builds of apartments. Again, that was what we were hearing over the weekend. It's not 100% clear if it's just the new builds of apartments that it applies to or all new tenancies, but that these new rules kick in after that.
Because the reality would be then, wouldn't it, if and, you know, we're saying these are proposals at the moment and that the detail isn't fully clear yet, but for the vast majority of tenants in the country at the moment in rent pressure zones, nothing will change.
Nothing will change unless, of course, their tenancy ends or unless, of course, they're evicted for whatever reason by their landlord. I suppose the government's thinking here is, you know, that 6 years is going to try and protect them in some way. But of course, effectively, you know, the thing about renting is it's great if you're in there for a long period of time and perhaps you get to buy something, you're saving for a deposit and you're lucky enough to buy a home. But of course, if you have to move for whatever reason, you're faced with this new system will be quite different than what's in place
right now. All right. Well, we will have more on this subject later on in the programme. For now, Gabby Agatavis-Skaita, political correspondent with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much.